up? You are listening to a brand new episode of the Lunchbox Chats. We are your hosts. I'm Laura.
And I'm Esty.
And we welcome you to a brand new week.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday. We are pre-recording this episode, so hopefully we've all made it through the eclipse.
And the world ending as we know it.
Oh my God, crazy.
What a week.
What a week. My nervous system. Can I just say, you guys, like, I haven't felt my nervous system like that dysregulated in a really long time.
And you sent me the video. I have to look at it because I don't know what you're, I mean, I know what you're saying, but I have to see it for myself. Yeah.
So you guys, I went to this really cool museum this week. It's called Mercer Labs. And it's this new art and technology museum. And it's basically a museum of the future. And they use like AI and projections. This like artist had this cool concept. And I was so excited to go because it looked so cool. But I stepped inside and I literally started feeling like I was having like a panic attack. And it was the most wildest thing. It's basically like a sensory museum. So you have like all these projections happening all at once. There's rooms with these mirrors and you feel like you're in water. Like it's so, the concept is really cool, but holy overload. Like if you're already sensitive to like light and sound and all that stuff, I mean, this was just next level. It literally took me, I mean, I feel like I'm finally coming down from it, but it took me at least like 5 hours to like get my heart rate back to resting. How crazy is that?
Can you please repeat what facility you call it?
Mercer Labs.
No. What is it?
A museum?
Yeah, but that's not what you were saying.
What was I saying? Museum?
You said museum.
Museum?
It's museum.
It's a museum.
No, you're saying it's Z-A-M. It's museum.
Museum.
Okay, that's dramatic. But it's definitely not with the Z.
Museum.
I'm like, what is she saying? Wait. Everyone's not going to know what she's talking about.
How do you say it?
Museum.
You're
saying museum. Like you're from like, I don't know, British Columbia or something.
It's like I'm uncut like, gems.
Oh my gosh.
It's a museum.
Laura, stop saying with the Z-A-M. There's no museum. It's you're museum.
Museum.
There you
I can't
go.
Say it like that. It's a museum.
You're like stressing museum.
It's a museum.
No, it's not a museum.
I don't know. That's how I say it. But it's basically that. And it's one, that. It's one of the future. And honestly, you guys, I feel everybody needs to go. It's so fucking cool. But, you know, if you are sensitive and, you know, you do get like sensory overload, just prepare yourself before you go in.
Is there like, what are those DJ lights and all that stuff going
on?
Oh,
yeah. Oh yeah, there's like flashing. My favorite room, it was like a
museum.
Museum. It was like a soundproof room, but basically it was all foamed out, and you stood in it, and it was almost like a white padded room. Like it looked like psychiatric hospital.
Oh, I'm used to that.
That's what I would imagine like it to look like a white padded foam room. And the lights are like so low, and all of a sudden, like you start hearing these like tribal drum beats, and the beats get louder, and the beats get louder, and then all this smoke starts coming out of nowhere to the point where you can't see anything. And all you're left with in the room is the smoke and these sounds that you don't even know where they're coming from. And it is the most wild, like my body was just like, what the fuck is going on? Like I started crying at one point. Like it was it's so interesting, like how your body reacts to different things. But overall, like the concept, just very fucking cool. I highly recommend it. I'm definitely going to go again. But yeah, very cool thing. If you're in New York City, it's downtown. It's highly, highly recommend. But yeah, that was a highlight of my week. Then I went, I had some like really great food downtown at the Seaport, at the Tin Building. Like, it was a vibe.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, spring in New York, easily becoming like a maybe number two season.
What do you mean spring in New York? It's like we live in Seattle. It's been raining for literally 3 days straight. We have winds gusting to like 60 miles per hour. I don't know what spring in New York you're enjoying, but not in New Jersey.
I know, because I'm used to 17 degree winters where I was out in 75 hard freezing my ass off. So any like 38 degree, I'm like, oh, it's spring at the museum.
I mean, I literally hate you for saying, if you name the title that, I will
literally. I'm literally going to say spring at the museum. I don't mute at the museum. Like, how do you? I don't know.
If you know how on Google it has that what is that? That damn person that tells you how to say things.
Oh, the translator.
Yeah, or whatever is that what it? Yeah, I want you to hear what it actually how you say it.
Okay, you know what? I'm actually gonna do that after we finish recording.
Okay, but so yeah, I don't know what like side of the world you're living on, but in New Jersey, it's been raining. It's freezing. The winds are gusting. Like, it is, we're just living in a different, like, universe.
It was wild. We had, like, crazy rains this week.
I don't know how people in Seattle live like this.
I don't know. I would never live in Seattle.
No, I would not survive. Although, I thrive in a hoodie. Like, I'm thriving. But, like, how many rain boots can one person own in Seattle?
Like, that's basically their whole closet collection,
right?
You need it. Oh. Like, you need just waterproof shoes. This one day this week to work, I wore my sneakers, my non-waterproof sneakers.
That's an epic fail.
First of all, disgusting, because I was walking around in wet socks all day, and I'm just like, this is literally the worst. Like, what? First of all, when I was little, I don't remember needing to buy waterproof sneakers. All sneakers were waterproof. Is this like a new thing in like a 2020 type era?
I don't know, but I also have to call you out because it was also torrential downpouring and Laura comes out in a winter jacket. And I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, rain jacket. You're wearing your winter jacket. She's like, oh, is that why Thomas has 20,000? Like, yes, because we're normal and you get a jacket for each weather appropriate.
I didn't know. My mother never told me that. She's like, one jacket for everything. Summer, spring, winter, fall. I'm just like, okay. I'm like, I had a fucking jacket. Like, no, I'm kidding.
No, I get it. But that's probably why with the shoes, it's the same thing.
Yeah. No, but I really think that sneaker companies just really fuck with us now. Where when we were younger, all of our sneakers were fucking waterproof. And now you have to buy special waterproof sneakers. Like, that's fuck not true. Off.
No.
My sneakers were always waterproof.
Laura, they have water repellent spray that you put on.
I don't know.
I'm not buying extra.
All my shit was water. Wait. There's water repellent spray I can put on a sneaker?
Yes, I use it for my Uggs, right? So, like, for, like, a day that, like, say, for instance, like, I'm obviously not going to wear a fucking sneaker or a rain boot to work. So, with, like, if I'm not wearing my scrubs that day to work, I'm wearing something, like, more casual. And, like, I'll put the spray on so my nice shoes don't get fucked up in the water.
Oh, I always thought that was such a gimmick.
No, it's legit.
Oh, okay. I need to buy me some water repellent. You also always question
why my Uggs are so clean. That's why.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm here trenching in, like, the snow, the leaves, like, the soot of the cherry blossoms. Like, my Uggs are fucked.
Well, I do get them cleaned after every, I'll probably do it over the summer. But, yeah, I do that. But I always put the spray on because, like, that shit's expensive. Well, I've had this shit since college, but, like, I take care of that shit. Like, it's just expensive.
Yeah, of course. And me, I'm like, oh, if they get ruined, I'll just buy a new one next season. Oh, like, $50 bagel. Hi. Nice to meet you. I'm Laura.
Literally. This, and you guys, this is literally me every day with Laura.
literally, I'm like, oh, it's fine. I'll just buy a new one. And yep. It's like, Essie's like, why? Just buy a 50-cent water repellent spray. You can save like $3,000. I'm like, no, it's okay.
No, no. This, and you guys, then you wonder, who is in charge of the LBC money?
Not me.
Yeah, no shit. Anyway, so here's the thing. I just need to know. This week in particular, have you been off?
Of work?
Like off, like mentally, physically, emotionally, like is something off?
Yes.
Same.
Yeah, like I've had many moods this week. And you know what, lately I've been asking myself, like, is it me or is it the collective? And this is what I'm trying to like distinguish. Like, what is actually like, what am I feeling? And what is the energy I'm taking in from the world? And I'm really starting to realize a lot of my offness is actually not my offness. It's offness that I've absorbed from like the environments around me, the people that I surround myself with, the world. Like, it's not my offness. Have you ever taken a moment to like actually distinguish between the two?
No.
It's very like, is it you or is it the collective? Like, that's the question you need to be asking yourself.
Well, my therapist asked me that a lot. I think that's the thing with me is that I obviously, due to my childhood and like traumas, I disassociate a lot. So I don't like you asking me that. And I'm being honest with you, I don't. But my therapist asked me that a lot. And it's like, because, you know, I'm trying to be back with my feelings and be present. And I'm just like, really? Like, I don't. She's like, always, she's like, is it you or is it them? And I'm just like, it really depends on like who we're discussing that day. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like, I think because it's just, I'm so prone to say defense mechanism, but I'm learning in therapy, it's not that, it's literally a coping mechanism that I just disassociate. So then when I'm present in it, I'm just like, okay, like if we're talking about a certain somebody, I'd be like, no, it's me. Or if it's someone else, no, it's them. Or if it's like, I'm in an environment, like a different environment, it's like, no, it's the place I'm in. You know what I mean? Like, that's when I can pinpoint shit. But like, I think too, it's also, and you actually brought this up, you pointed it out to me this week, actually, is that like certain people like bring out a certain side of me.
Yeah.
Which I love that you've noticed that like I'm sorry, used to bring out a certain side of me, and like I'm not that version anymore because that I'm not that, you know, that's not me. So, and I love that you like noticed that too. And it's just like, I think it's speaking volumes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. And it's just like, I think it's really important. Obviously, like I disassociate too, but like when I've started becoming a lot, because that I got it from my therapist. Hey, Octavia, who I love dearly. I don't know. Are you supposed to say you love your therapist?
Oh, she doesn't care. She knows it. Okay. I like when I was texting her today, I said, appreciate you. And like, I just love when she responds like the little and then with the emoji. I'm like, I love her.
Oh, my God. Like, love. You know, she got me to really get present to, is that you or are you absorbing somebody else's shit? And most of the time I'm absorbing somebody else's shit, and I'm just like, wait, like I'm a pretty neutral state. Like, listen, I have my shit, but even in my shit I'm actually a pretty neutral person. Like, I can bring myself to equilibrium. Like, I don't, like, I'm neutral. But like a lot of, even just like New York City in itself, right? Like, you walk outside and you're absorbing all this energy. So it's like really important to understand, like, wait, am I off because I'm really feeling off today? Or is it everything going on around me? And it's such like, you know, is it you or is it the collective? Like, just ask yourself that next time.
Maybe it's a mixture of both, depending on the day, depending on the mood.
Yeah, but also this week, I feel like we're, like, literally in between eclipses. Like, we just had the lunar eclipse March 25th, and we're about to have a solar eclipse. So, shit is hitting the fan. Like, I feel this eclipse season, people are really fucking feeling it. And it's, I don't know. I think it has like a big thing to do with all the offness too.
Speaking of offness.
God.
I think I'm just going to dead it now and get it over with. You guys, just, UConn lost to Iowa. I can't hold it in anymore.
I'm sorry.
It's just, it hurts. It really hurts. This is a, it's a big loss for, it's a big L for me and everyone who is a big Husky fan. But you know what? Like Laura knows, like I call this shit, as much as I was cheering for them because I'm a devoted fan, I just, I was fucking stacked and they're solid and they just play so clever. And it came down to the nitty gritty and they're going up against South Carolina and it's going to be a game for sure.
Yeah, you called it. I was like, wait, didn't you say Iowa was going to win? Like, yeah. You knew. I'm sorry. That sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. But you guys, well, if you are in it as like me, it's been great basketball. It's been a great, great month of amazing basketball. But, you know, congratulations to them. And we'll see who is.
That must be such a shitty feeling. Like, I can't even imagine. Especially, listen, I've never been an athlete, but I've been in competitions in college where I'm still, to this day, very sour, very sore about it. Like, don't like anybody who is from fucking Syracuse University. Like, no, we can't fuck with each other because I lost you in a competition. Like, I can't imagine being an athlete who puts their like heart and soul and like every second of your life is dedicated to this game and like you make it this far and then you lose. Like the heartbreak that must come with that, like that must deeply fucking hurt. Like how do you pick yourself back up for next season?
Well, unfortunately for the seniors, there's not gonna be next season.
Especially for the seniors.
Yeah, it's I think that's what is hurting like a lot of these players.
Yeah.
In particular, so for that alone, it's obviously not the way they expected to finish out their season, UConn, but how I look at it as, and obviously there's ages between me and a senior from college, but like, is that the nationwide that they've created, of their reputation, of the sport, of the camaraderie, of the teamwork, of it all, of the game of basketball. And I think I'm just really proud and honored to be a female who loves the sport and like these little girls are coming up trying to like play and love the sport as well. Like they're paving the way for this. And I love that. So I think that's something that they get to look forward to. And I really hope that these girls, as they move on, that they either join the professional league or just stay in it, you know, and do something with it, with the sport itself. Because
I hope so too.
That's a really good team. And the coach is even better. I just hope they learned. I hope they lost this game that they gain next season.
Do they teach you that? Like, obviously they teach you about like strategy and tactic, whatever. Do they teach you how to cope with losses?
No, I can't say now, but when like obviously I just play for like a women's league, but when I was playing back then, no.
I wonder like if that's like a thing nowadays, especially with like mental like health.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's like mental health in sports.
Yeah. I hope that's a great question. I really hope so, because it's a lot. Because now, back then, obviously we didn't have social media like they have now. We didn't have like brand deals and sponsorships and all that shit. Like there was none of that. Now all this, some of these girls have agents already. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I mean, it's been a long time coming. They should have had this shit years when the guys were able to do it. But I really hope so. I for the sake of their mental health and like the people probably saying hateful shit, you know, and critiquing every fucking move they make. Yeah.
Damn. So crazy. Yeah. I hope they do. I hope they have like something of like, you know, how to deal with all of it. Cause that's fucking hard. But I feel like it's also, and I don't know, like, it might just be, like, just an athlete's mind where it's, like, okay, got to get up, got to, like, do better next time and, like, or do different next time. And you kind of just, like, pick yourself up. But I can't see, like, okay, you, like, made it this far. Like, that would just be heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay though. It's just a, it, you know, it was just a game. I'm telling you, it's just to be able to watch such amazing basketball has literally just put the biggest smile on my face for the past like month and a half. It's amazing. I'm just so proud. I really am proud to watch like the sport I love and these athletes like literally blood, sweat, and tears on the court. It's amazing.
And you think South Carolina is going to take it all? Like, who are you calling?
In my heart, I would like South Carolina because, like, UConn lost to Iowa. But I really think Iowa is going to take it all the way.
All right. You heard it here first.
Iowa's – I mean, they got Caitlin Clark, yo. That girl is a fucking beast. She's killing – she's literally killing it.
Is that the one you were talking about that's, like, has, like, a deal?
Oh, yeah. That's her. Yep. I've never, ever, ever, ever in my life have seen any player like her ever. Like,
what school does she come from?
No, she goes to Iowa. That's college.
No, like high school.
Oh, I have no idea. No clue. I have no idea.
Of course, now I want to Google.
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, what state is she from?
Oh, that's a good. That's a good question. I'm not sure. I've just never seen a player like this from this like stage of the game. Like, I've never seen anything like this. I've always all my heroes in this sport are obviously all like pro players, so I'm just like, this is wild. Like, I love like these little girls out there get to like, and even boys like get to love on her like this way and seeing her just grow up, and it's awesome. It's really, really refreshing.
She came from a Catholic high school, Dowling Catholic High School in West Des Moines, under head coach Kristen Meyer.
Wow.
As a freshman, she averaged 15.3 points, 4.7 assists, and 2.3 steals per game as a freshman.
That's a you should okay if you since you're on. Can you see the UConn game and see how many points she just averaged? It was like 40 something, I think, maybe 37.
Caitlin Clark, UConn average stats.
It was 30 something, maybe 40. I forget one of those.
Caitlin posted 21 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists.
20? No, that's not accurate. She definitely was in
30s. And that's what it said.
Wild.
But in Clark's career high scoring game against Michigan in Iowa City, she dropped 49 points.
Yes. Yep.
Ew.
Yeah. She's a beast. I remember that was like, I woke up the next morning to every fucking outlet talking about her.
She makes money?
Yes. I told you this.
In college?
Yes. They passed that shit a long time ago. Because back then,
I didn't understand.
Back then they only allowed professional players to get like brands and sponsorships, all this shit. Now they finally pass it on to college students. Can you imagine? I wish that shit was when I was growing up.
Wow. That's like so fucking wild. She's worth $3.1 million.
Yeah. She's 21 years old, 20, right?
Yeah, 22.
Well, 22. I was going to say 21, 23, but yeah.
Wow. Yep. Wild. Yes. Damn, you go, girl.
Yeah, she's great. She's, you know what, the only thing I'm not trying to critique, don't come at me. The only thing I'm if this sport gets to her head is going to be her downfall is when she fucks up.
Cuz she's so good.
She gets angry so quickly.
Oh, I wonder if she's an Aries moon.
I have no idea.
I need to look at her fucking birth chart.
Go for it. She gets very, like, heated.
But that's what I mean. That would be me.
Yeah, but it's not the end of the world. That's why you have your teammates to lift you up.
No, I'd be like, fuck every... Like, I'd get so angry.
Well, why?
I don't know. It's just, like, that competitive, like, streak. I don't like to lose. I've become better at it. But if I was 22 years old, oh, fuck. No, damn. She's born in 2002. Like, what the fuck were we doing in 2002?
Getting my heart broken. But who's counting? what is she?
I don't know. I have to, like, look it up.
Oh, I just wanted to, I don't know if she was like a Cancer, Pisces. Like, I was just wondering.
Oh, she's cuspy. It looks like she's Aquarius.
So would that explain the upsetness that she gets?
No.
Oh, so I don't know what that's
That's
about.
Why I'm like looking at her. I was like, what is her moon sign? Okay, my astrology apps are not working.
It's because of the world ending, but we'll get to that in a minute. So let's get into hot topics, because this week has been probably one of the most bizarre weeks of anyone's or all of our lives because of everything that's happening in the world. And like Laura said at the beginning of this episode, we are pre-recording pre-eclipse that is happening on Monday. So hopefully we all make it, and we'll be podcasting next week to tell you about this past week.
Amen. Oh, she's Taurus moon. She's like you.
Really?
Yeah, it's probably why you like connect with her. And but she has Mars in Aries. That's her anger. But also I feel like Taurus moons are angry.
Yeah, but I don't get angry if I like that. Like, she gets angry. I don't
know. No, it's because you have Mars in Pisces and she has Mars in Aries. She's like, like temper tantrum.
Yes, yeah. She bugs the fuck out.
Yeah, but then she gets over it.
She does, yeah, because then she just comes back with a three and then she smiles. I'm like, okay, bipolar.
Yeah, she needs to like get her anger out immediately. Like, she cannot hold it in.
She's also super young. She's got a whole lot of living to do.
Yeah, it's not an easy chart. Damn. Let's get into it. So our first hot topic of the week. So you all remember Kimora Lee Simmons, and she had a reality TV show at some point. Did you ever watch it?
No, but what was their brand?
Baby Fat.
That's it. I couldn't think of it. Oh my God. Yes. I remember them now.
I rocked Baby Fat like no other. Like, that was my fucking jam in like high school. Uh-huh. So Kimora Lee Simmons and Russell Simmons had a daughter, Aoki Lee Simmons, who I didn't know was 21 years old already, because I'm still living in like 2002.
So who's Angela Simmons?
I have no fucking clue. What?
I know they have Laura, I just like stop, Laura. Actually, like, we're going off topic. Wait, I know it's either another, there's a daughter.
Yes, Aoki. I don't think it's Angela.
You know what I'm fucked? Doesn't wait. Stop right now. Okay, who's the baby? Who is Kimora's husband's name?
Russell.
He has a brother.
I guess who's
like a pastor.
Yes,
and I think that's what I'm thinking about. Angela.
Okay.
She, if I'm not mistaken, he has got like Ziggy and Diggy as his sons, and they got Angela and some other. I swear to God, please Google this. I can't get on this app, or we're gonna drop it. It's gonna piss me off. Can you please?
Hold on, Angela Simmons.
My point of the story is that she's got like brothers named
Diggy. Okay, and yeah, Angela Renee Simmons. She's my age, September 18, 1987.
Okay,
she. Confirmed she used to date Yo Gotti.
No way, really?
Yep.
She has a baby. That's all I know, is that she, like, the family went apeshit because she's a pastor, then she wasn't married. The family went apeshit, and then she had a baby outside of
marriage. Diggy. Joseph Simmons.
What are you talking about? What?
I think that's her dad.
Oh, it was a dad. Yeah, but then there's like a brother named Ziggy, and then she's got a Diggy or whatever.
Yeah, Ziggy.
Right.
No, wait. Diggy Simmons.
Okay. Right. And then, wait. Isn't there another brother named something?
Let me say, brothers.
Thank you.
this is live, you guys.
Yeah.
There's Diggy Simmons, Russell Simmons, too. Joseph Simmons Jr.
Maybe they call him something else. Anyway, I just remember this is like a big thing, and that one of the brothers went to be a rapper, and then like got gun charges, possessions, and shit. It was like a big thing.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because, like, they try to, like put off, like, you know, he's a pastor, everyone goes to church, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, one's being a rapper and getting, like, arrested, and the other one's having a child out of wedlock. That's, sorry, total side tangent. Go ahead.
Oh, wow. So, no.
Back Aoki's... to the original story.
Yeah. No, I know. I remember Aoki has, like, a sister, like, Ming Lee.
Oh.
Like, those were, like, the two girls on the thing. Anyway. Aoki Lee Simmons, 21 years old. It came out this week. She was seen getting cozy with restaurateur Vittoria Asaf, who is 64 years old, and social media went fucking wild at this age gap.
Wow.
Like, that's a, what is that? A 43 year. Imagine, like, basically that means if this were to happen to us, the person that we would be dating isn't even born yet.
Literally.
Like, we still have to wait another few years.
So they're together.
Officially, they're together.
Wow. And the parents don't, like, they're fine with those?
Well, a big thing with Kimora and Russell, like, I remember, like, a big thing when they first started dating was their age gap. They only had a 20-year age gap difference.
Oh, I didn't realize that was, I mean, that's significant.
Yeah, it's pretty significant. But compared to 43, I mean, I don't know.
I always say age is just a number, but this is a lot.
Age is just a number until it becomes not a number. Like, until, like, he's 64. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Girl, you have your, I don't know, maybe they're in love. Maybe she appreciates his cultured lifestyle.
Can he get it up?
I mean, yeah. If he can't, I'm sure there's, like, a bajillion things to help him. And I'm sure, like, you know, being with a young girl, like, helps it, you know?
Yeah, but she should be having the best D of her life, not having to the most flaccid one.
Yeah, but he might be giving it to her. He might be a giver.
Yeah, that's true. No, like, you're absolutely right.
I mean, listen, there's something to say. Like, he's experienced. He's, like, been through life. Like, there's something, like, really great to offer there. So she's probably looking to, I don't know, learn something.
Not me being...
Would you date somebody rude. 43 years older than you?
No.
That means...
That means...
39 plus...
He's... What?
I'm doing...
He's like 90 years old.
Means your boyfriend would be an 82-year-old man.
Right. And he's probably living in a nursing home. And, like, I only get to see him, like, on bingo nights with him and his boys. Like, no. Can you imagine? I'm going to go there with my bottle of moonshine and get to turn up. All these fuckers are, like on fucking all these antidepressants and keep them sterile. No. No.
I mean, don't tempt me with a good time. Bingo night sounds really fucking great to
Laura
me.
Laura's thriving for that. No, listen. You guys, for real, you guys always know I say age is a number, but I'm sorry, but this is the first time I think you'll ever hear me say, like, this is, like, a lot. And I do not ship this relationship. There, I said it. Come at me.
Yeah.
I'm being rude. I know.
I ship it for another maybe, like, 2 years.
Yeah, I don't think this is, like, forever for her. You think this is her end game? No.
No. He also looks like a young 64-year-old. Like, he looks like he's, like, 56.
Laura, he's got, like, the biggest beer belly I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, I saw him in a suit.
He has a receding hairline. It's not it. It's not it.
Okay, maybe I need to look at more photos.
Yeah.
Well, Aoki, we hope you're having fun, girl.
Yeah, well, I mean, take up his, you know, ride his PJ, you know, get on all the islands, eat at all the best restaurants that he owns. Yeah, like, live it up, get all the lavish gifts and shit. I'm not saying not to do that, but I don't think this is endgame for her where she's, like, gonna be married, have children. You know what I mean? Or who the fuck knows? Maybe she will. I don't know.
No. I mean, who knows? Like, men, who was it? Who had a baby at 80 recently? Al Pacino?
Yes. No. Is it him?
Or Robert De Niro?
Robert De Niro. That's it. We reported him. That's what it was. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, another thing I did this week was go eat at the Chelsea Hotel, which is Robert De Niro's other restaurant.
Okay.
And can I just tell you, I'm a big fucking fan of, like, I was always a fan of Robert De Niro. I'm even more of a fan every time I go into one of his establishments because this man knows... First of all, he knows who to partner up with to just create a vibe. Like, everything he does, it's sexy, it's moody, it's vibey, it's quintessential New York. Like, kudos to Robert De Niro. Like, you're doing it fucking right.
Is he originally from New York or from LA?
No, I think he's, like, a New Yorker.
Oh, okay.
Oh, actually, God. I don't know. I feel like I need to Google that.
Okay. Our Google expertise here is live.
This is it, you guys. This is Lunchbox Chats. What do I say? Like, origin of birth? fuck is that?
We're just like born and raised Robert De Niro.
In the museum. Yeah. Manhattan, New York City.
There you go.
New Yorker. But everything he does, it's just, honestly, it's just so, you would love it. Like, it's just so sexy. It's a fucking vibe. Like, you go into one of his bars, it's like, it's sex. Like, you want to order a fucking Negroni, smoke a cigarette, and just go have an orgasm somewhere. Like, it's sexy.
Don't tempt me with the good time, girl. Yeah.
Like, you know what his bars and his restaurants feel like? It feels like a cold winter day when you're like stuck in a cabin and it's like that grounded, earthy, sexy energy.
Mm.
You know, it's like that. You walk in, you're like, oh, this is a vibe. But anyway, so who knows? I don't think this is endgame either, going back to Miss Aoki, but you never fucking know. You know what is endgame though?
What's that?
Chelsea Lascani from Selling Sunset, she's getting divorced, and apparently she's becoming aggressive in her divorce matters. And I don't know what they mean by aggressive, but I mean, I can't believe she's getting divorced.
Same. Let's just talk about it. Okay. Do we think that there's a place on Selling Sunset where Christina can come back?
Yes.
And like her and Chelsea could like meet up in their lavish attire and talk about their shitty ex-husbands.
Yes, I think they should. Right? I think they should fucking start their own firm and do their own shit. Birds of a feather. They belong together.
Yeah, they were always friendly from what I remember.
Because they're very much alike. They love the glam. They love the glitz. They have very alpha personalities. They tell it how it is. Like, I'm here for it. I wonder if Christine has softened after she's, like, become a mama.
I don't know. But, I mean, this is also really sad. I don't know what's happening over there in L.A., but really, really sad. And thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, I also read this thing that Heather came out with, and she said that she would come home from days after filming Selling Sunset and just cry because Heather, the girl who married that guy, she's like the vegan. A little
bit more specific.
On Selling Sunset, the blonde.
Okay, yes. I don't know what we're talking about. The Heather. You know how many Heathers are in Hollywood? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, Heather from Selling Sunset, she said that she would come home and just, like, cry because the environment on Selling Sunset was just so toxic.
Oh, that's not good.
And I was just like, all right, girl, is it you or was it the collective?
Okay.
There we go. All right, you handle the next one because I don't even know where to start.
Okay, so
start by saying I'm so happy that they, what we're about to talk about, like, they came out and they just fucking own this shit. So go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So last week we did not report about it because I had to process it. Laura had sent me an article. She out of nowhere, literally, as she does all the time. She's like, "Ed, did you hear about this?" And she said,
"It was literally so." We were in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Did you see this?"
Right.
And Essie's like, "No."
No. Right. And I.
That's it.
Yeah, because first of all, we were in a really intense conversation, and then Laura just sides it like we do here on LBC. This is what happens. Laura sends me this article, and I just was like, "No." So then, fast forward to now. I read the article. There's been more news about it. So what we're talking about are they conjoined? They're conjoined.
Yes.
Conjoined
by the head. No, conjoined by the body. Conjoined by the neck. Neck down.
Sisters Abby and Brittany.
Hensel.
Okay, Laura. Right. Abby married this gentleman and... obviously I don't know the man. I just, from the pictures that's been posted on social media, they seem like a very lovely couple.
He seems like a nice guy.
Right. Very tall.
Very tall.
And the thing
and
is-
And happy.
But, well, he's married to the love of his life.
Yeah.
So you guys are probably like, yeah, we heard about it, blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, you know what we do here in LBC. Laura and I come up with a bunch of questions. We sit here and ask each other as if we both have the answers. We don't. But I guess everyone was asking them these questions and they had had enough. And they're like, there's been some speculations about this and that. And like, these are the questions we're going to answer. And so I sent it to Laura and I said, Laura, we have to talk about the podcast. And she's like, okay, let's talk about it. So if it's okay with you, do you want to do the questions or?
No, you do it.
Okay. So they both, this is from both. This is Abby answering on behalf of her and her sister, Brittany.
And her husband.
Yes, you're right. Yes, that's true. Thank you. Okay. So the first question, I'm sorry, they're not, these are just statements that they're answering. She goes, yes, I have sex with my husband. That's Abby. Yes, I go down on him. I'm assuming that's Abby. Okay, here we go. Abby again. Yes, my sister Brittany is there. Let that settle. Just wait. Then she goes, yes. And, yes, and I orgasm, Brittany and I orgasm as one, but when I sleep with my husband, she's usually reading a book or listening to a true crime podcast, so she just puts the...
This is what gets me.
So she just puts the pleasure out of her mind. Now, so Laura and I, before coming on here, we were just trying to brainstorm, right? So, like, how do you lay there with ear pods in while you're having an orgasm?
That was like really my biggest question. That's so it. Like,
that's what I want to know.
Like, I've never in my life, I'm just trying to like think about like a way to say this. Like, you feel an orgasm feels like a certain kind of way. Like, your body reacts. Yeah. It's the best thing in the world.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I've never been disconnected. Like, my mind and body have never been disconnected in orgasm. Right? Because like, that's like the whole like point of it.
Right.
I just wonder what it feels like when your body is having an orgasm and you're listening to a true crime podcast about somebody being murdered.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Like, does it feel pleasurable for her? Like, is she listening to true crime? Like, is she actually listening to murder so she can drown out the pleasure of it? Like, what are your thoughts?
That's a good, that's actually
also pretty, like, oh. One more question. Like, sure. How loud does the podcast need to be?
Oh, like excruciating.
Right. Like, because, you know, if you're orgasming, I don't know, maybe they're silent orgasmers, but I mean, you're making some kind of noise. When you're coming to the climax.
Thank you for bringing that to light. I had this conversation many, 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 many moons ago. Has to be some type of noise.
I agree. I don't understand, like, how somebody could not make noise.
Thank you. Thank you.
Like, I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't know. But, like, you know, how loud is the podcast?
Right.
Is it only true crime? Like, how, like, I don't know. And then me and Essie had so many questions. Like, what if she's just not in the mood to, like, listen to a podcast and, like, wait for you and your husband to have sex? Like, how do you decide when everything happens? Like, is there a schedule? Like, because, you know, because now you're involving another person. And, like, she has autonomy, too. Like, how does that all work? Do they have a podcast?
You asked me that and I did not research. My question too is like, so I'm really trying to be respectful here. I don't understand how essentially, right, this is a threesome.
Yes.
Okay. And is there consent from, like, does Abby and her husband need Brittany's consent?
Yes. I would assume so. Yes.
But, like, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, I can't speak for you. I'll speak for myself. But there's times when I, like, am just in the mood and I, you know, and it just spontaneously happens.
Right.
So how I have to sit here and, like, like you'd be like, yo, Brett, it's about to go down. Like, no, like, you know what I mean? That then that takes the whole pleasure out of it all.
No, I'd be the worst. I'd be like, fuck you. Get me some fucking Cheetos. Like, no. Wait, I don't know.
What? What are like, you talking about? What does Cheetos have anything to do with anything?
Because it's like, if it's just like a spontaneous thing and I'm in the mood for Cheetos.
Saying right now. Okay, oh my god, okay, yes. So if I want to get digged down and you want Cheetos, got it. Okay, I got
and
it.
Like, who wins in that conversation?
Right, exactly. And like, what if Brittany, okay, we didn't talk about this, and if you want to edit this out, you probably, what if Brittany like is all horned up,
right? Like, is that betrayal?
Well, I was going two ways with this. So, like, what if she's in a relationship? Does that mean Abby's cheating on her husband?
No.
Or what if she's not, Brittany's not in a relationship and she just, like, wants to, like, pleasure herself? What's that about? Or how does that work?
I don't know. Like, I don't know how any of that works.
Right? Like, I'm just one. Like, I'm actually more curious about the, like, cheating part. Like, so Brittany gets or even if she's with a female, but I'm not judging here. Whatever,
okay, so Brittany gets, right. So Brittany gets a partner,
right,
and Brittany is intimate with them. Is Abby then cheating?
Cheating on her husband. Right. And how does that work?
No, it's not cheating.
But they share the same vagina.
Right. But like, she'll probably pop in like a true crime podcast. Like her, she won't mentally like be there.
Oh, so you're saying, like, she checks out, too. Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, well, maybe. I just have a lot of questions.
I have so many questions. I hope if they don't have a podcast, they need to come out with a podcast. Because I need to know all the details.
I have another question.
Okay.
And if Brittany's going down on her man.
Yeah.
Where's Abby location?
So that's the part that confuses me. I don't know how into your true crime podcast you can be when, you know, somebody's going down on a man right in front of you.
Right.
Like, are your eyes closed? Are you wearing a blindfold? Like, what is happening? I need the details. Brittany, come out, say your piece.
Right. I was just wondering how that works.
I don't know, girl. I like, and now it's like, I just have it in my head and I can't like stop.
Because she says, yes, I go down on him. So it's happening.
You know, I kind of love that, like, they came out and they were just like, this is what it is. All you bitches, shut up. But now we need more.
Mm.
And, like, did we know about these twins? Like, were they famous?
We certainly did not speak about them. So, but that doesn't mean anything. So I don't know. Like, where does it come from? Like, they had to. I wonder if they're, like, been on, like, you know, like, one of those TLC shows. Like, oh my God, 600 pound life, or like my, you know, storage, like shit like that. Maybe it's on one of those shows.
I'm about to Google. Hold on, you guys.
Or TLC.
Brittany and Abby. Wow, they're born 1990, March 7th, 1990.
Oh, they just had their birthday. Happy birthday. Belated.
Happy birthday. They're 34. Wait, what?
What?
TV show. The ex-boyfriends are coming out.
Oh.
I don't know. We have to figure it out.
I'm gonna come back. I'm assuming it's one of those shows. Or maybe not. Maybe they're just got, you know, publicity from maybe a TikTok, YouTube. You never know.
Watch Brittany and Abby season one. Yes, conjoined twins, inseparable.
On what platform?
Amazon. Yeah, since 2012. 2012 reality show is available to stream. So they're on conjoined twins, inseparable.
Of course, wow. That's the name of the show.
Well, they're definitely... I mean, I don't know. It's just weird.
Anyway,
moving on.
So New Jersey had a 4.8 earthquake. No big deal.
NBD. So did like the tri-state area.
Right. And you guys felt it. My understanding, so did Connecticut.
Yes. Pennsylvania.
Yeah. PA. Tri-state. So you guys, I don't know what's happening, but like, and then we obviously had to talk about this eclipse. So like, I know nothing. I told Laura to wait until we get on the podcast to talk about it. But like, I think there's definitely a distinct correlation between the earthquake and the eclipse that's coming. There has to be, in my opinion.
I think so. I want to like go back and see like what other strange events have happened at kind of like the same time.
Okay.
No, because I don't know, because you know there's been like wildfires, there's been like tsunamis, like I wonder like if there's correlation with like any solar or lunar eclipse. But I definitely believe like what is the coincidence? And not only that, like we're not in the full path of totality, but we have like partial totality. Mm-hmm. So it's like our areas can, like, what is a coincidence that we're kind of in this path of totality and now we're getting this like crazy earthquake? I don't know. People are going nuts. If you ask Alexa, Alexa basically is telling us that we're going to die on Monday.
Wow.
I also asked Alexa, but then I also asked her, I was like, Alexa, did New York City have an earthquake on the day that it happened? She said no. And I'm like, bitch, like, you're not up to date. but I don't know.
It was wild. It was, I mean, I've never endured anything like that. That was the first time for me. And then there was an aftershock, the same day and then the following day. So it's, apparently we could get aftershocks to up to a week. Either way, it's like scary. And like literally trees are like with the storm that we've had this past week, like they're literally New Jersey's flooding. We have like water main breaks, trees down, winds gusting. Then we have this fucking earthquake and now this eclipse. But according to Laura and all those people who believe in this shit, this eclipse is like meaning some big shit. So Laura, please do share.
Yeah, it's really like, I mean, obviously, with all, like, new moons and when the sun and the moon meet up, it's, like, new beginnings. But with the solar eclipse, it's, like, extra energized. And this eclipse, especially, it's, like, symbolically, it's in Aries. So I've been finding, like, a lot of suppressed anger coming up, a lot of mother wounds coming up, and any, like, suppressed anger that maybe your moms may have felt that you have taken on, kind of like that generational trauma is showing up, and like healing that needs to occur is definitely very forth and center. And I think like a really, really big thing is it's on the Aries Libra axis, and that rules relationships. So any relationships that don't make it past eclipse season, which has been the last 2 weeks, March 25th through April 8th, like, it's over. Pay attention. Let those people go. They're not meant to come into this next phase of life. Like, let it go. Like, let them just fade the fuck away. They're not meant to come with you on this next journey. Mm. So it's very fucking interesting.
We'll see. And get your goggles.
Okay, so get your solar eclipse glasses. You guys do not look at the solar eclipse without special fucking glasses because you will go blind.
But, like, who says that?
NASA.
Oh.
Like, it's actually, like, a science, like, NASA has said it. Like, do not look up without the glasses. Not regular sunglasses. You need special NASA-approved glasses. And I don't know about New Jersey, but I know New York City, they are giving them away for free at the New York Public Libraries. You just have to sign a consent form that you are taking on your own choices in life and that you basically won't sue the city of New York if you still do go blind.
So what exactly are we looking at with the goggles, glasses, whatever? What are we see? What are we going to see out of this?
Like a circle. Like you. So first of all, you're going to see the circle, like the moon and the sun joining each other. You've never seen what a solar eclipse looks like.
So they join. I'm just sure for like for the chatter. So like they join together and then it gets black for 2.5 seconds.
No, for like a half hour.
It's black.
Yeah, if you're in the path of totality. So in New York City or in actually in Buffalo, New York. So the path of totality means the sun and the moon will 100% cover each other. It's 100% like you will see they're over each other 100%. Like the moon is between the sun. Sorry. The moon is between the sun and the earth. So it's almost like the moon is stopping the sun from coming to earth. So you will see the shadow of the moon in the middle of the day with the glasses.
Wild.
So in Buffalo, New York, I know that's one place that's 100% totality. It's from like, it starts at like 2 something and then it ends at 4. So for about like an hour-ish, but there's a peak time where it gets really dark and the temperature actually drops.
Oh, wow. Like random?
What do you mean?
Like the temperature, like, I don't know, and then it like elevates again?
Yeah, because as like, wow. Yeah, because as everything cool. moves.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so it's very fucking, it's going to be so cool. I'm really fucking excited because I've never truly paid attention, but to me, this one is very special for me because in astrology, Aries, Libra is like my north node, south node, and what that means, it's like, what I'm truly letting go and like my karmic destiny in this lifetime. So like everybody's affected differently. Like for me, this will only happen like once in my lifetime. And it's really like a ginormous shift to my destiny. So I've been like waiting for this moment forever.
Okay. Will you be at work?
No, I'm going to watch the eclipse at a rooftop downtown.
Jesus Christ, Laura.
Like, I never take off work, and now I'm going to watch the eclipse.
I literally can't.
You guys, it's going to be, it's special, but you have to feel connected to it.
Oh, yeah, connected, right. That's one way of putting it. Anyway, yeah. So Laura and I saw each other this week.
We had so much fun.
It's always a good time when we link up. I'll speak for myself. I have a good time.
It's a celebration every time we link up.
Literally. And, you know, we do our thing together. We hang out. We eat. We drink. We have a lovely time. And we catch up, you know, all the shit. So in true Laura and Essie fashion, we went to go see a show. And we've been planning this show for like a hot minute. Really? Yes. Like a long time now, right?
A long time.
So we got these tickets like a long time ago, whatever, whatever. So we're talking about we went to go see the Broadway show Chicago.
Yes.
Laura, I'm going to let you say your piece and I will say mine.
Mm-hmm. I had to take like a big gulp of water. So
same. I'm doing the same right now.
What was special about this version of Chicago on Broadway was that Ariana Madix from Vanderpump Rules was starring in it as one of the main stars, Roxy Hart. And first of all, Chicago is my favorite musical. It's on Broadway, the movie, like all the songs. Chicago is, if I were a musical, I would be Chicago. Like it's Fosse, it's hot, it's just sexy. Like I just fucking love Chicago. So now Ariana's in it. So me and Essie are so excited because obviously we're obsessed with VPR and like Scandal and all this shit.
Oh man.
I'm going to give my review and I'm going to say the same thing I told Essie. I was pleasantly fucking surprised. Like I didn't think Ariana had it in her and that was me judging. And you know, is she a Broadway star? No, I don't think she's a Broadway star. Like you could tell who on that stage was a Broadway star. I don't, in my personal opinion, she's a star on Broadway right now. I don't think she's a Broadway star, but I thought that she was really great. I thought her acting was great. I thought her singing was great. I thought her dancing was great. And I was just so pleasantly surprised by her because I only know her as Ariana the bartender at Sir. And like to see her in a completely different element, I was just like, wow, like this bitch really got her shit together. And then I started thinking of the entire process, like to even say yes from going from reality TV to live on Broadway, the balls that it must have taken to, first of all, say yes, and the courage it must take every single night to show up on that stage and perform when this is not what you do every single day of your life. Like, that takes balls and that takes courage. And I just respected her so much that she has taken this scandal, like, drama and has capitalized on it in the best way, that this bitch is now on fucking Broadway. Like, what? Like, who can fucking say that? Like, and I think for what I was expecting, I was pleasantly surprised by her. So that is that. I also was thinking, were the other people on set upset that she got the role because of Scandal? But that's a conversation for after SD says her piece about it.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay.
So I liked it. I liked her.
We get it, Laura. We get it. Yes. Okay. We made it abundantly clear. Thank you. Yes. I'm the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with Laura. I wasn't going in there thinking, no, that's a lie. I don't agree. I was going in there thinking this was going to be the best performance I've ever seen. It was so hyped up. I looked up the reviews. I've listened to podcasts, her friends, and like strangers. I've like saying everything. Now, I have seen this show many, many, many moons ago. And Laura and I both agreed that it's completely different. And
it's different. I even asked my sister. Okay. Even just about like the orchestra being on stage, she goes, no.
Okay.
I'm like, okay.
But that's what and I was hoping you were going to mention that, but whatever. I'll be the bearer of bad news. I don't give a fuck. So here's the thing. In my opinion, I assume that they changed this, and maybe they've changed it altogether, but I'm going to go and say they changed it to accommodate her.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm assuming that's what they did. If they did not, this ain't it. If you got the old version of it, which I literally blocked out, I was telling Laura the entire time, like, I literally blocked it out. But, like, then I was there. I'm like, what is happening? Like, you guys, her facial expression, and I was telling Laura this, it was a facial expressions for me. It just wasn't landing well. And like, it's not like she did, like, I don't know how to say this nicely, but it wasn't like there were so many scenes. Like, you think of this, like, the main character and everything's about her. And like, she has like these, you know, silhouettes and like main character energy. No, there was none of that. There's at the very end was her solo thing at the very fucking end. That's it. That's all it was. Everything else was like little skits here and there. And I'm like, this is it. Like, this is what we're saying is the most amazing Broadway show in New York right now. I wasn't feeling it. Like, I was so, and Laura looked over at me. I'm like, I'm so underwhelmed right now that I was disappointed. I'll be honest, I was very disappointed.
Essie must have said underwhelmed like 35,000 times. Yes. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, she's doing so great. I look over at Essie. Essie's like, what the fuck am I watching?
And then the music of it all, like, I mean, come on, Laura, there's like two or three times like this music, like, and Laura looked at me, she's like, yeah, well, whatever, you know. And I'm like, look at the guy next to you, he's like breaking out in hives. How much do you even want to be there, let alone listening to this shit? And here's the thing, and like, everyone looked bored. I was looking around, another thing about me, like, I'm always in, like, about my environment, the people around me. Everyone was on their phone. Everyone was looking around. Like, no, it was just, I don't know. I was really disappointed. I mean, obviously, I love doing this shit with Laura. And then, like I also told Laura, it's not fair because Laura and I have gone off to back-to-back-to-back-to-back amazing shows.
Amazing.
Like, and then we go to this, and I'm just like, I don't know. I was in my head. We've had, like, such great shows. Like, we really have seen probably the amazing best shows. And then this, I think, I was just very, very disappointed.
So I think So I think I wasn't disappointed because I did the exact opposite of you. Like, I didn't listen to anything. I just heard that you said that you heard great reviews about it. But, like, I didn't listen to anybody's podcast. I kind of went in already expecting nothing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I was so pleasantly surprised, because I was just like, oh, wait, no. Like, she actually gave something. Like, I think that's why. Like, you went in with, like, very high expectations because of everything you heard. Meanwhile, like, I didn't hear anything because I didn't listen, and I was like, oh, she's actually, like, pretty good for who she is.
Right, no, yeah, I get it. And then, like, even that night, you had sent me, like, some of the music. You're like, is this what it's supposed to be? I'm like, yes, that is what I remember it being. It's just completely changed. And again, I want to sit here and say they changed it for her or to fit, like, the 2024 version of what Chicago would be. I don't know. Like, I get the whole basis of the show. Don't get me wrong. Like, I get that. But, like, how, I don't, there wasn't a lot of spectacle to it. It was so, like, minimal. There wasn't anything, like,
yeah, there was no grand
gesture. There was no big ass props. Like, it was so fucking fluid. Like, there was nothing, I don't know. I was just really disappointed.
I feel like it used to be more razzle dazzle.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be sexier. It used to have more glamour. Like, it definitely toned down a lot. But again, and that's what I was telling Essie. I was like, I don't remember if it's because I was, like, younger and, like, or, like, if this is, if it was just, like, the cast. I did think the other, like, I thought Velma was awesome. I thought Mama was awesome. I thought Billy was awesome. Like, Amos was like, I think, like, the cast was, like, really solid cast. I don't know. Maybe they did do it for her. I'm not sure. But I do feel like there was less razzle dazzle.
Yeah. Oh, did you ever ask your sister about that lady?
The lady
that she said was going to be in it but wasn't?
Oh, yeah, she asked me. She goes, oh, was she in it? I said, no. She goes, oh, I wonder why.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, so, like, that was that. I was just, like, I was just disappointed. And listen, you guys, you know, hit me up. DM me, text me, you know, email us. Tell me I'm fucked up. Tell me I'm dead wrong. And that's fine. You know, we're all entitled to our opinions. I was just really, really disappointed.
Yeah, well, she's done. Like, officially, Saturday was her last day.
Yeah, and also, in true Essie and Laura fashion, we run into people. Laura saw her from, like, she's like, I think she's a wrestler. Out of everyone in the fucking world, I would never think that Laura knows who female wrestlers are.
I used to be obsessed with Total Divas.
Oh, that makes sense. So, we saw a wrestler. We saw, what was the other chick? What was, oh my god.
Oh my god, I forgot.
Oh my god.
I don't know, but I recognized. I was like, that girl, like, it looks like a wrestler. But she looked tiny, though.
Well, she had a cute little pea coat on. That's why.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I forgot who the other girl was.
Yeah, was she an influencer? No, I think she was an architect, like a famous architect person for New York. And then, and then we may or may not have had a coffee with.
We definitely did. So me and Essie are at dinner. We're definitely talking so fucking loud because we're so excited. We're like, us on the podcast, imagine this at a restaurant, just loud. And, like, we're talking. We're, like, drinking our decaf cappuccino, like, signing the check to go. And the table next to us literally intervenes. And the woman goes, you know, I just need to, like, acknowledge. And this was definitely all you at. I just really want to acknowledge your conversation from before, which was literally like 45 minutes before hours. She intervened. Yeah. So God knows what else the fuck we were talking about. Because, you know, our conversations go from like basketball to blowjobs.
Literally.
And she's like, I just want to intervene and acknowledge like the conversation about women in sports. And, like, just basically saying how, like, amazing it was that we were talking about women in basketball. And right. I'm literally trying to, like, I signaled. And Essie's like, thank you so much. Like, talking about fucking basketball. And I'm like, Essie, like, is she famous? Like, first of all, you could tell this woman was tall. Like, she wasn't, like, an average woman just sitting at dinner eating her steak tartare. Like, this was a bigger, like a taller woman, like into basketball, knowing all the details of everything in basketball. And I'm just like, Essie, like, this is a fucking famous woman. And Essie is just too into, like, talking about Iowa and UConn to even understand, like, what my eyes were trying to tell her.
No, I wasn't paying attention to you at all because I was so – it was very refreshing. And, like, you could tell these people were not of me and Laura's stamina. Like, they were
– No. They were elite.
Yes. Very high-end – there was a black card on the table. They had their private driver waiting outside for them, going to see what fucking show did they go see?
To the Future.
Right. I'm like, who the fuck goes to New York? And then I realized, that's when I'm like, oh, fuck, they're not from around here. Because the one that she said the driver, I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, these people. And then Lori's looking at me like, she's going to murder me. And I was just like, what? They're so lovely. She's like, she's definitely like some fucking like agent broadcaster from like the, I'm like, really? I wasn't, I just,
yes.
I didn't. Yeah. So we did our business. We exchanged, or we gave them our business cards. So I'm hoping our email blows up this week. Very, very lovely people.
So lovely. Like, yeah. Like so fucking nice. And it's like, it's just so, you know, I'm gonna do that sometimes. Like, I'm just gonna listen in on people's conversations and be like, you know what, like, I just want to acknowledge you. Like, it was just,
it
like
was really okay nice.
It was just so nice, and like the way she did it was like so graceful, and like, I don't know, it was, and also like it was the start to like a great like night. We're like, oh my god, Chicago's gonna be the best. And then Essie went from being like completely like elated to completely underwhelmed with Ariana.
Yeah, but you know, no, it really was.
No, but then we ended the night on a high note.
Yes, we did. We did. No, it was really, really nice. Don't get me wrong. Like, it was obviously, I enjoy spending time with you and like, you know, being on our lovely adventures.
We went back. We got free dessert.
Oh, I know, because they knew us. That's what I'm saying. Like, I love that for us. But I just want to say, like, we had an amazing dinner, drinks, and then we literally ended, I mean, we had our, like, what's the, like, after meal, like, beverages with them. And then, I don't know if that, and Laura was like, I think that was her husband or whatever, but, like, he was so, like, he was, like, acknowledged, he's like, he's like, it's very rare that you find, like, family members who are in business together and, like, hang out and have a relationship, like, they were literally listening to our entire conversation.
He's literally like, wait, so you podcast together and your family and you're actually out to dinner? And me and Essie are like, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, how the fuck does this guy like know?
They knew, like, they listened to our entire conversation, literally. Which I don't mind.
No, I don't either. I mean, Lord knows what the, you know, I mean,
God bless those souls.
Yeah, so, but it was just really, I just wish I caught on to your cues beforehand, because her and I were just so engaged. And then, like, you're like, oh yeah, her stats are great. I'm like, what the fuck do you know about her stats? I'm like,
you guys, I know nothing.
That was good. It basketball. Was good. Like, yeah, her stats are great.
Like, oh my god, yeah, Caitlin Kelly. Yeah, she's an Aquarius.
Caitlin Clark.
I'm like, she's an Aquarius. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. My only like thing was, oh, what show are you going to watch?
Yeah, that's, no, you. It was a good. It was good. We had like a lovely little business exchange, but he was very impressed with us. She was very like,
she's so lovely.
Yeah, really, it was a great time. And then, you know, then the restaurant knew us, and we got all free.
We got free dessert when we came back later that night. I mean. Yeah. It was a really good fucking time. I made Essie like schlep in the rain in New York City.
You guys, Laura has her own fucking umbrella that stands on its own. I'm just gonna leave that. I'm just gonna leave the podcast there. That's it. We're done. It's a wrap. That's it.
It's over. What are you grateful for this week,
No, bitch. I'm gonna ask you first.
Okay. I am grateful for the cherry blossom trees that are blossoming all over New York City. I cannot fucking tell you how many times I have stopped and taken a fucking photo of these trees. They are gorgeous, and I'm gonna make it a point to like make my way over to the cemetery this week because they have like this huge exhibition on cherry blossom trees, and to just walk around and admire them.
Where your dad is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. They're both two favorite things you like in one spot.
yeah, I'm definitely gonna go like have breakfast with my dad and then like take like a walk around the cemetery to admire. How about you?
I was gonna say how grateful I am to always have the had one of the best decaf cappuccinos I've ever had in my entire life. Phenomenal. You guys, Laura's highly recommended me try it from this place that we went out to eat, which I must say, when we do things on Laura's side of the world, she always comes up in clutch with food, and she always says the same things when she's on my side of the world.
But no, we're really good.
No, we really, that's why we work so well. We're really good balance for each other. But she's like, if there's anything like you have to try, she's like, you have to try like their decaf. Well, it was going to be decaf regardless. She's like, but you have to try their cappuccino. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, what does it matter? Like, obviously the only reason why I say it'd be different is because like, I've always said this to Laura. I'll say it to our chatters. Like the water in New York hits different. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. Like I'm a water, like, connoisseur, if you will.
And yeah, water like, snob.
Literally. And I'm like, okay, so like it's, and I've had decaf cappuccinos and she's like, no, here in particular. You guys, it was the most pleasant thing that's been in my mouth.
Yeah.
That day. And I was like, oh my God. Like she wasn't fucking around and she had something. She's like, I told you, like, I want to say it was like cream. It wasn't even coffee. Like, I don't even know how the fuck they made this shit. It was so cream. It wasn't even super sweet.
It's because that foam.
Yeah. It was very, very delightful. Like, it was honestly probably one of the best cappuccinos I've ever had in my life. So I'm very grateful that you introduced me to that.
I'm so happy that like I could make that up for that shit cappuccino we got in Boston.
Oh my God. Like, me and Gianna still are not over that.
I know. I feel like I had to make it up. But I'm happy that I took you to your first French restaurant.
Yeah, it was.
And you liked it.
I was pleasantly surprised. And the thing is that's how you know I love you. Like literally is that like I trust you because you know how much like food is to like me. And, like,
yes.
And
yes.
I love you that much. But I also trust you that you're able to like open me up to something completely different. It was very, very delicious. Like amazing. Like everything was falling off. Like everything I ordered was delicious. And like the meal I got was like falling off the bone. It was just absolutely, the service was impeccable, by the way.
Yeah, the service was amazing. The place was beautiful. Yeah, like,
good job. You did a great. I said that to you. I'm like, as soon as we sat down, I'm like, I didn't even have any. I'm like, this is. I was like breathtaking. And that's one thing. I mean, I love New York, but I just love no matter where you go, you feel like you're in a different part of the world. And I said that to you. And I was like, I don't know if I'll ever be able to go to France, but I feel like I'm there. Like, it was beautiful. Yeah. It was really good time.
Shout out to La Grande Boucherie on West 53rd. If you guys are ever in New York City, highly, 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 highly recommend.
Yes. Make sure you get a resi. It's not easy, but get one.
Wait, and I want to shout out our waiters too. Shout out to Ozzy and Fabio.
Yes, because they're listening. Hey.
Hey, guys. Thank you for the impeccable service the other night. And thank you for that free dessert.
Yes, the best, the best.
Yes. Essie, tell our chatters where they can find us.
iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasting, Radio Public, Breaker, Overcast. Please head over to our Instagram page at Lunchbox Chats, as well as our Facebook page at Lunchbox Chats, where, as always, you can rate, review, and subscribe.
And until next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.